Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Press release. Tuesday, 7th of Safar, 1448 AH, 21st of July, 2026 CE. True change in Kazakhstan will not come about by replacing one system of kufr with another, but by returning to the Sharia of Allah. Translated. On July 1st, 2026, Qazinform news agency reported that the new constitution, approved in a nationwide referendum held in Kazakhstan on March 15, 2026, had entered into force. The new constitution is described as a truly people's constitution. The report also stated that President Kasym-Jomart Tokayev personally participated in drafting the text, lending it special legitimacy and strengthening his close relationship with the public. The agency further reported that, for the first time in Kazakhstan's history, the country's constitution was adopted through a nationwide referendum, with 87.15% of the population voting in favor. The newspaper continued, quote, "The most prominent feature of the new constitution is its human-centered approach. It prioritizes the rights and interests of citizens, considers the principles of justice and trust sacred, and provides new opportunities for the equitable development of Kazakhstan. The constitution forms the basis of the country's legal system, defines the principles of the state structure, guarantees citizens' rights and freedoms, and sets the priorities for the country's long-term strategic development. The new constitution introduces fundamental reforms to the existing system of government. The document consists of a preamble, 11 chapters, and 104 articles." End quote. Whether under the dictatorship of Nazarbayev, who remained in power for 30 years from 1989 until his resignation in March 2019, or under the current administration of President Kasym-Jomart Tokayev, both regimes have consistently ruled the country in a way that alienates its Muslim population from their Islamic faith and religious practices and squanders the country's vast wealth, handing it over to foreign powers, primarily Russia, while the people are deprived of even their most basic necessities. As a result, protests erupted among Kazakhstan's Muslim population on January 2, 2022, following the doubling of liquefied petroleum gas, the LPG prices. Kazakhstan is rich in manganese, iron, chromium, coal and natural gas, and most importantly, oil and uranium. Although these protests may appear to be a reaction to the doubling of natural gas prices, they were in reality a protest against the ruling elite, who disregard the Islamic values of the Muslim Kazakh people and deprive them of the benefits of their country's wealth. As the protests spread throughout the country, Kasym-Jomart Tokayev requested Russian intervention in Kazakhstan on behalf of the Collective Security Treaty Organization, the CSTO, to suppress them. Indeed, following this intervention, Tokayev described the popular protests as acts of violence, terrorism, citing the arrest of approximately 10,000 people, the restoration of stability, the control of the situation, the neutralization of, quote, terrorist threat centers, and the securing of particularly important strategic facilities, including weapons and ammunition depots. Tokayev even expressed his gratitude to Russian President Vladimir Putin for the intervention. This stance clearly demonstrates who drafted the constitution in Kazakhstan and who plundered the country's vast resources. Now, Tokayev has decided to amend the constitution to avoid the same popular backlash and to legitimize his regime in the eyes of the people. The proof of this is the referendum on the constitution, in which 87.15% of the population voted in favor. In short, it is high time for the Muslim people of Kazakhstan to realize that Tokayev seeks to deceive us with glittering slogans enshrined in the constitution, such as making humanity the focus, protecting people's rights and interests, upholding the principles of justice and security, opening new horizons for the equitable development of Kazakhstan, guaranteeing people's rights and freedoms, and defining the country's long-term strategic development priorities. This is all to legitimize the secular system of kufr, disbelief, and facilitate the plundering of the country's resources and their surrender to the colonialist disbelievers with the consent of the Muslim people. Never be deceived by these poisonous words disguised as honey. true salvation from secular systems of disbelief lies in returning to your Islamic aqidah, doctrine, to the Sharia rulings derived from it, and to the Islamic state that will implement the Islamic system revealed by Allah Almighty, the Khilafah Rashida, rightly guided caliphate on the methodology of the prophethood. Only then will you attain honor and happiness in this world, and success and salvation in the hereafter. Written by the Central Media Office of Hizb ut-Tahrir.